Welcome, everyone, to the Three Dot Podcast. We got a special, special episode here today.
How special?
Real special.
It's not that special, because it's only 3 minutes.
Oh, no, it's special, because you guys are going to be given...
This is your topic.
Oh, yeah, this is my topic.
Okay, yep.
And it's Nerdfest 2016.
Dun, dun, dun!
Nerdfest.
D. Goody versus Brian.
Whoa! What?
Yep, I'm pitting you two against each other.
I think we know who takes the crown over there.
My name is Alex.
Nerd across from me.
I am D. Goody.
This is Brian with a silent E.
And like I said, today we're going to be talking about nerds, what it means to be a nerd, how is each of these two guys, are how are they nerds? And I have a quiz for them that they are for sure not prepared for.
You know, I think nerds are in. I think nerds are in, man. I think nerds have always been in. I mean, at some point we were the underdogs, but I think you don't think that girls nowadays look for like nerds.
I mean,
I bet you it's an underlying thing. Like they don't say, but they do.
I think the term's intellectual, but whatever. Go on.
Well, I mean, there's like different categories. There's like the nerd. There's the geek. Mm-hmm. There's like
oh,
the
there's
dork.
A difference between geeks and nerds, man.
Yeah,
there's,
like
there's
geeks.
A vast
which
difference.
I think okay, the classic nerm. Term for
nerm,
nerm. The classic nerm. Term for geek is probably like that smart person who studies all the time, who gets A's in all their classes, mm-hmm. and goes for the extracurricular activities.
That's the nerd.
That's the geek.
That's the geek.
So I think a nerd. Dang!
What the
I cannot
hell is
talk
wrong
right now.
With you, man?
I think a nerd is
three seasons. It's getting
still,
worse, man.
I still cannot speak.
You gotta look for the syndrome, man.
Yeah, but I feel like. A nerd is more of a culture thing. It's comic books. It's cartoons.
Cultural.
Video games.
Cultural, yeah.
Yeah, like more of the, yeah.
It's geek 0.1, and geeks are just above nerds.
Would you think so?
I think so.
I would think they're in the same category. They're just like
yeah,
different
definitely
things.
The same category, but I don't, now I'm being really nerdy. I was just going to say, but think about
it's
it.
Like saying
it's the
like
Pokemon's evolution.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, and you, so...
I mean, I would say okay. It's like, you know, how that South Park portrayed, like, vamps and goths.
Yeah.
They're, like, very similar, mm-hmm. but they're, like, different in terms of what they like, you know?
There's so, freaks and geeks.
Well,
definitely freaks.
So a while back, though, like, I think in the early 2000s, there was a Venn diagram, and it was three circles. And one said intelligence, one said social ineptitude, and one said obsession. So if you were socially inept... You know, you're awkward. You're not really good in with like social settings, mm-hmm. and you're obsessive. You're a dork. If you're socially awkward and you're smart, you're like a dweeb. And if you're smart but obsessive, you're a geek. But you put that all together and you're a nerd. That's
really
so. Those
three
is that the official?
Becoming a nerd.
That's been around the internet forever.
And it's funny how you name those categories because I can like depict where we all fall.
Yeah.
What am I, huh?
You were the first one.
I am
the awkward
first.
One. The social awkward one, yeah.
No, that's true.
Not as much now. I think at the beginning when I first met you, but you're getting better at it, man.
So you're telling me Dave is more dork than nerd?
Yeah, I think
socially
so.
Socially inept and obsessive. That sounds about right.
No, yeah.
I think
I'm not a very social person.
Right?
Hmm?
You're a bit of a geek.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't know really where I'm at. This is my...
Out of all three of us, you are not one of the categories. You're one of the cool kids.
Thanks, man.
Hispanic Thanks. Nerd.
He's this guy's over here is one of the cool kids.
El Nerdo. Yeah.
El Nerdador.
Yeah.
So wait, what does being a nerd mean to you? Like, how are you guys a nerd, Brian?
Being a nerd now. Now or back
just in general,
in
just
general,
whatever it means to you. What is
I
what
think
is
to have a favorite superhero, to have a few posters in your room of your favorite superhero, some toys. You know, I don't think necessarily playing video games makes you a nerd.
It kind of does.
I think
back then, when yeah. you were like stuck in a room and then you were playing video games, that was considered just like, why don't you go
I'm
out and play
on my
type
computer
situation?
Playing World of Warcraft? Yeah, then definitely.
But what makes World of Warcraft different yeah. than playing like Call of Duty? Why is Call of Duty a little bit more accepted than World of Warcraft?
I think it's just because it's more like, oh, it's a sav game. We're shooting people up. You know, and then you have World of Warcraft. Oh, let's use magic. And, you know, like, I don't know. There's just a vast difference.
Dude, don't be talking about Blood Elves, man. They're the legit.
There's just a vast difference between the two. But I think they're both accepted. But, yeah, that's what I think what nerds are.
How are
now.
You a nerd? You didn't answer my question, goddammit. How are you a nerd?
I just told you. I like Batman.
You didn't say that. You okay. just said you had things
well,
around
I'm
you.
A huge, I'm a huge Batman fan. I have posters everywhere. I have figures. Yeah.
You actually made me draw you something for your birthday, Batman related.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge Batman fan, so that definitely makes me a nerd.
I think that makes you a little bit of a nerd. I wouldn't say that completely makes you a nerd.
Okay, thank you.
I mean,
I don't mind it.
I think at this point, everyone has a little bit of a nerd, like, as a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everyone's got, like, their favorite superhero. Everyone's got their favorite game, or everyone's got, like, a favorite book they like to read.
Yeah.
And in those categories, I feel like you can nerd out over that.
You can nerd out about wrestling. I know...
You see that
you can totally nerd out over wrestling.
That's the thing now where you could actually put the word nerd into your, you know, thing that you like most, like nerd out with wrestling. Back in the day, I don't think no one ever said that. It's more like, oh, are you nerding out with comics? Those primary things, those nerd out with comics, nerd out with video games.
Comics, cartoons. Yeah. Just, yeah, one of those cultural stuff. Like.
Or if you're a nerd in school because you wear glasses. I got that a lot. Oh, I didn't wear glasses, but... The new kid who would have glasses, you'd be like, dude, that guy's a nerd, man.
That's me.
You would automatically think that Alexander Chu was smart. Little did we know Alexander Chu was not the smartest kid in our class.
Who's Alexander Chu? Your friend?
It was a new kid that came in the middle of the school year. He had glasses. He looked smart. He had a bull Asian haircut. Like, we're going to copy out this kid's homework. Boy, were we wrong. The next week.
look where that got us now.
Thank you, Alexander
That's
Chu.
That's what stereotyping
look
gets
where
you,
I'm
man.
At now. Yeah.
What about you, Dave? How are you a nerd?
Oh, I don't know. I never really saw myself as a nerd, but then...
What the hell did you see yourself as then?
I don't know, just as a person.
Rico Suave. Yeah, man.
Holy cow.
But I guess so. Like, I do like, just like you, I have a favorite superhero, which is Spider-Man.
I never knew that.
Yeah, shut up, man. I mean, you guys just don't mention it at all. Ever.
Okay, no. I think if you compare our rooms, you're more nerdy than me. You step into this guy's domain, there's Spider-Man posters and toys everywhere. There's a Hunger Games poster on his wall.
I need to take that one off.
There
that
is a shrine of him and Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture
that's
of him and
Stan Lee. That's the topper. That's the one. Like, this
Stanley, that was a bucket list.
Yeah.
I am proud of that one.
I mean, I wish I could meet
that,
Stanley,
I am
too.
Proud of that.
The fact that you say that's bucket list, that you are a nerd. You
meeting
know that,
Stanley?
Though.
Oh, my God.
See?
Oh,
see?
My
You're
God.
Nerding out right now.
Nerding
that
out.
That was so good.
Well, yeah.
That's just one. And then
you guys see my room. It's a serial killer's room. There's nothing on the wall.
Nothing over there.
It is a serial killer's room, dude.
I have not
white
been in your
walls,
room. Wait, I've been in Mike's
corner.
Room.
You've been in my dreams, though, baby.
Mike, I think. Who think is more of a nerd than
okay, Mike,
between
yeah,
me
yeah,
and
no,
Mike?
No, Mike takes it.
Okay.
Mike,
actually,
DJ Tangana.
No, I think that the toys don't
it's
really...
It's the toys that dominate it. Yeah, he has toys everywhere.
But that doesn't necessarily make you a bigger nerd. I feel like... You know, more of the culture, like with everything, you have to be more well versed in the history of things.
In that case, Dave takes it then. I feel.
I think personally, our friend Mike, this is completely off tangent, is more of trending. He's all about the trending stuff.
Okay.
And then Dave is much more about like the history of like the superhero itself and the comic books.
Yeah. And I'm just strictly Batman.
Okay. So I digress.
Sure.
Now, here comes the main event. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
For Nerdfest.
All right.
2016.
You make it sound like
nerds
you're
are
have...
in, man.
Okay, we'll just go ahead.
Nerds get
you make it sound what? Sound what?
You make it sound like it's gonna be like this epic convention, hey, Nerdfest.
Look. Do we want Comic-Con? Do we want listeners to listen or
is
what?
Is there really a NerdCon out there? I definitely want to go.
All right.
I think that's Comic-Con.
Yeah, are you guys ready?
Like,
okay, we're ready.
Okay. Let me do my announcements. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready. Standing to my right.
You're an idiot.
At 3'11".
I find a good function for this.
Weighing in at 28.2 pounds. D. Goody. And to my left. At an unknown weight.
I don't know how I'm coming.
Standing in at unknown height.
This guy is from the unknown. He's from the void over here.
From the upside down.
It is.
With a Demigorgon.
Brian.
Okay.
So now, guys, I'm actually going to go ahead and quiz each of you guys. The first one to come up with it gets a point. Okay.
Do we like raise our hands or like hurry?
Well, yeah, yeah. We'll raise your hands.
Be nice
and then
to
we'll,
have a buzzer.
We'll make the buzzer sounds pre later.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just raise your hands and I'll call you guys as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
Are you guys ready? So
yeah,
these
sure.
facts, since you said you love Spider-Man and I already knew that, and you love Batman and I already knew that, we're going to be talking about Marvel, DC, Batman, and Spider-Man all into one, but not just any type of facts. Very ridiculously little known facts.
Oh,
so
boy.
Let's see how much you guys are fans.
Oh,
Nerdfest 2016.
Shit. Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
First question up.
I'm about to disappoint a whole lot of people.
What is...
Are
you guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the first Marvel Studios film?
The first Marvel...
Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Oh.
Blade.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. To the fiery leprechaun to my right, you get 1 point. All right.
It was.
Yeah,
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
come
it's
on,
true.
Man.
It was actually Marvel Studios' first licensed film once Disney has bought it for one, reportedly for $1 billion. Damn. Or $1 billion.
Sorry. Dang, look at this guy.
Okay.
Homework.
That being, I know. See, I got to make sure, you know, I got to be a good game show host.
Okay.
All right. For the second question.
Okay.
What is the first DC Universe film?
Hey.
David.
Is it, taking a shot in the dark here, Superman?
Superman. We're checking. Superman what?
Oh, there's a subtitle?
Yeah. Okay, time up. Brian, go ahead.
Don't
you.
Know.
Is it Superman Returns?
It is not
Superman,
Superman
Returns. That's the second one.
It's a sequel.
You're a dump. Returns? What do you think? Returns?
Trick question, guys. It wasn't Superman.
Oh, you ass. Oh, no. Don't tell me. Okay, hold on.
All right. I'm gonna give you a little bit more. Raise your hand, though, again, and
okay.
I will.
Hold on.
Go
ahead. Let me think about it. Okay.
Is it a movie?
Oh, my God. It's a. Of course it's a movie,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Okay. I'm 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's gotta be Superman.
1.
I'm just gonna.
The first DC Universe film, okay, much like Marvel Studios film, started in 2005, and that is...
Man of Steel?
Batman Begins.
Wait.
Really?
That's
first
the
license?
First, the first DC Universe film that partnered up with Legendary. Boom.
What?
Come
what?
On,
they
Brian.
They don't count the other ones?
No, but see, I was talking about...
Are you telling me, like, Superman with Christopher Reeve wasn't DC licensed?
No, it was, but I'm talking about with Legendary Films, man.
You didn't say Legendary
I did,
Films in the question.
Look, I said DC Universe. It's the same thing. It's the expanded universe.
Oh, the DCU, yeah.
Listen to the keywords, sir. Listen
MCU.
To the keywords.
Ah, okay, here I go. I have to step in now. The DCU, the DCCEU didn't start till Man of Steel. Legendary with DC, that's entirely different.
Oh, dang. Look at this guy.
That's what I said. No, yeah, it may be entirely different.
The expanded
but...
universe that's right now that's happening, whatever happened in the Dark Knight trilogy is an
it's, I know it's
universe.
Completely null, okay?
Yeah.
But if you're talking about it itself, though, it's in a different universe, and it's with Legendary Pictures.
So we're talking about the first DC universe license.
Okay, so I knew he was going to be this difficult. So let's go back, and I actually have a second question for this.
Okay.
What is the first DC of all film?
Superman.
Superman and what? Smartass.
Superman and...
And Friends.
That's not a bad
Superman and Lois Lane.
No, Superman and the Mole Men in 1951.
What?
Oh,
released
way
for the
back.
Pilots of the 1950s.
What? This is,
Adventures
yeah,
of Superman.
This is black and gray. This is pre-Chris Reeve. Yeah, this is before.
Yeah,
Chris
see,
Reeve.
I had this question prepared because I knew that he was gonna do some bullshit like that.
All right, keep going.
Excuse me.
All right, are you guys ready for the next question? And this is also Batman because I knew that he was gonna be difficult.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is Batman's favorite food?
Batman's favorite
what?
Food. It's soup.
I need someone to raise their hand. What is it?
I don't know.
I'm just going to say soup.
What kind of soup?
I don't know, but it's cold.
He's actually right. It's Multigrani soup. Yeah. It's a English chicken lamb soup.
Yeah.
And it's based on Tamil recipe.
Alfred made it.
Alfred made it because he said it was his favorite in issue 701 in Batman. I'm glad cool, you said man. Soup, but you didn't say. So right now, we're at 1-1, okay?
Okay, we're at
1-1.
Okay, okay.
It's even. Nerdfest 2016.
You barely see Batman eat, but that was a wild card.
Because he had a bad day. And then he was like, I made your soup. Your favorite soup. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay.
That was a good one. That was a good question.
Ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How long does Spider-Man's fluid last? Raise your hand.
Fluid?
His web cartridge? His web fluid.
There's an answer to that, dude.
Duration.
Shit.
Oh, I know. It's 24 hours.
You are wrong.
Oh, dang.
3 minutes.
You are wrong.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is 1 hour.
1 hour, yeah. And then it disintegrates.
And it disintegrates after in 1 hour.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So it's all still 1-1. Right. One, one. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Are you guys ready? This is another Spider-Man question.
Okay.
Peter Parker picked a peck peck.
What?
Peter Parker likes baseball. What is his favorite team? Dave.
The Mets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. The New York Mets.
Yeah. 2-1. D. Goody is leading Brian Newval.
Brian Wayne.
All right. So this is the last question, and this is going to go for 2 points for the win.
What the heck? What was, okay, whatever.
All right.
Okay.
What place was called Batmania?
Batmania?
Yeah, what actual place in the world, which is widely known, was founded by a man named Jack Batman, what is now called Batmania. What was called Batmania is now what? 10.
Transylvania?
Well, that was going to be my answer, too. That was my answer, too.
That was your answer, too?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more shot.
Batmania?
Yeah.
Batmania? What the hell? Is it like... It's got to be some kind of cave or something.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm thinking.
You guys give up?
It's got to be some kind of cave.
Yeah.
So...
The Howling Caves?
So, this place along back was called, Batmania. And there's Batman's Hill and Batman's Cave all in these areas. Mm-hmm. And we're actually visiting there. Melbourne was called Batmania.
What?
Australia?
In Australia. Melbourne, by the way, guys.
Because there's Melbourne? Bats there?
Honeymoon's happening. No, I just said it. A guy named Jack Batman.
Jack Batman, okay.
He actually founded the places there.
Weird.
And yeah. So Melbourne was called Batmania.
The more you know.
The more you know, guys.
Okay.
We're going to draw it to a tie, I think, because that was I threw the last one a big curveball at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Brian had some good argumentative speech because I knew that he was going to be difficult.
The audience really knows that we're nerds now.
Yeah, I know.
At least to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nerdfest 2016.
Well, there's evidence that Dave's a nerd too, because Dave doesn't watch a thin of baseball, but he knows who the Mets are. That was a good answer. That was a really good answer that you knew.
The
Spider-Man's
fact that he answered
the
that,
fact
I was
that
like,
you
oh.
Spider-Man's favorite baseball team, yet you don't even watch a stick of baseball.
It's Peter Parker. Spider-Man's is
yeah. Peter Parker name, does man. He? We don't know anything about Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But I mean about Spider-Man, but Peter Parker. He likes the Mets.
Yeah.
Better recognize.
That was fun. That was fun.
And to draw a conclusion, guys, thanks for listening. Listen to us banter about who knew more about what.
Yeah. Or if you want to share your, you know.
Your nerd.
Your
nerd, favorite stuff.
Your favorite
what things
nerd
you nerd out on.
Let us know. Tweet at us at 3.podcast. Maybe we'll throw some throwback nerd pictures of us in our little nerd outfits. If I had a Batman shirt, maybe
we really need to get
Spider-Man
on.
Spider-Man underwear. Yeah.
You know, every year,
like,
though.
Side note, I've been Spider-Man about 7 years in a row.
I think I've been,
interesting.
I don't think I've been Batman 7 years in a row, but definitely
for,
four
for
years.
Halloween.
Yeah. I'm thinking about being Batman this year.
I was a ninja 3 years in a row. I was Scorpion.
Oh, really?
From Mortal Kombat when I was like 10, 11, and 12.
But if you guys have anything to share with your Nerdgasm with us, please do continue to listen to our episodes on iTunes and Podomatic. Just look at 3Dot Podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. And this is the 3Dot Podcast, signing out where the conversation does not stop. I'm Alex.
Final with a silent D, I'm going to grab my grapple gear.
And this is D.
Swing away, sir.